But this was such an interesting report about daycare fraud. So the so-called working parents, this is what happens. And I think this is so important for everyone to sort of wrap their brains around how the fraud happens through the monies that come through our hardworking taxpayers and end up in the hands of these kinds of people that are willing to scheme like this. So you have working parents. They apply for daycare assistance for each child. Okay. That amounts to a benefit of roughly about $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Okay. That means a family of four children will receive a daycare benefit of $4,000 per month, of $48,000 a year. Okay. Paid for by the taxpayers of Minnesota. So another quote-unquote community member will open a daycare center. They'll hire the mother of these four kids as an employee. The mother then will work at the daycare facility for minimum wage, maximum 25 hours a week, caring for her own children because she's the daycare's employee, but she also has her own kids in there, so she can prove she's working and qualify for the daycare assistance. So instead of watching them at home, she gets paid $4,000, or minimum wage in this case, of that money to watch them at a facility. And the mother will work at the daycare. So the daycare facility will be the state $4,000 a month caring for her four children, even though it's not technically a daycare. And pay the mother $400 a month in income for caring for her own children as the employee, in addition to getting that money, and then pocket the rest. And so much of that money gets sent back to the country of origin.
Yeah.
And then some critics believe that the parents receive additional kickbacks for their participation. Sometimes there aren't any children at all. The facility is empty, mm-hmm. and the state is billed for the non-existent children.
Yeah.
So because the mother only works 25 hours a week, she's entitled to free health care through Medicaid or Obamacare, right? Free food stamps, cash assistance, daycare assistance, subsidized housing for up to 10 years, not to mention the $10,000 down payment that a lot of cities and counties pay now, mine own included, and then also free college and everything else. So they didn't even mention everything here because this was enough to mention. But Minnesota-born citizens get to wait in line while individuals are taking advantage of this system in this way. The daycare facility will often build a kitchen and call itself a restaurant and hire workers, mothers of more of the children who receive daycare, to feed all the families. And then the daycare facilities are not open to everybody and are often full. So if you're just a person that lives down the street trying to get your kid, you know, you hear about this daycare, so-called daycare. It's only for certain people in the know. So then the family has subsidized housing. So the low wage is being paid at the daycare facility. That ensures that they're qualified to continue to receive subsidized housing or Section 8 forever. And then the new refugees are trained in on the scheme when they arrive, and they're taught how to manipulate and maximize the system. So this is an international scam. It's been going on in Australia, UK for over a decade. Minnesota spends $13 million on welfare benefits every year, and some $250 million of that is just on daycare assistance alone. $250 million on daycare assistance.
That's a lot of fraud.
Yep. Omar and Ellison, you know, Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. And Ellison, as well as
the Muslims.
Yes, the Democrat and Republican leadership in Minnesota are all complicit in the scheme. Lawmakers refuse to investigate, avert their eyes. Left unchecked, welfare fraud will bankrupt Minnesota. And it's not just daycare fraud, food stamp fraud, housing fraud, also the earned income credit fraud, because they get that money in and they send it home to their country of origin.
Mm-hmm.
And so refugee public housing residents in Minneapolis no longer have to pay their normal monthly rent when they travel to their homeland. Instead, they only have to pay $75 a month to hold their public housing unit for when they come back. So meanwhile, native-born, low-income people from Minnesota who are on waiting lists for public housing will just have to wait. And so a city council member who was born in Somalia and trained in London told the board that refugees have to pay rent when they want to save to travel to their homelands is an unfair burden. Why should you have to pay to go home? So refugees receive, not kidding, federal supplemental security income, which is halted when they leave the United States. The most common reasons for travel abroad include visiting families left behind or participating in the pilgrimage to Mecca that Muslims are expected to take at least once. The Minneapolis Housing Agency Board now has two members from the Refugee Committee, Mohammed Tamer and Abduli Icy. I thought refugees were fleeing persecution when they came here. Why do they want to go home and keep visiting for extended periods of time while they pay $75 a month to hold their public housing? And then we pick up the bill for the rest.
Wow.
Yeah. So taxpayers are paying for it in a big way. This was a Minneapolis public housing whistleblower. And it said the refugees often have decent paying jobs, enough so they get paid maximum public housing rent of $500 or thereabouts. And then once they reach maximum rent, they can stay as long as they like, even make more money. And their rent was capped at $500. The rent was capped at $500. So they occupy what's supposed to be low income housing, and their rent is not market rate. They're taking an apartment away from this other low income family. Now, I don't believe in public housing. So you have to know that even when I'm saying this, I don't believe in it for anybody. But they're saying that this family over here needs it, that are citizens, okay? And we subsidize it. They get $75 a month to hold the unit. And this whistleblower said, I saw it with my own eyes. So you come here as a refugee from another country. You get capped at $500, no more. Rent control, that's amazing. Then you can live there forever, pay $75 a month to keep your unit there. You don't even have to pay the $500. You can just pay the $75.
Nice.
And then you can go home from the country you had to flee from your persecution, on $3,000 flights. How do we become this dumb?
I don't know.
And why are people not understanding the abuse of this system? And I know there are people out there that say, but they just want to come here and have an opportunity, let them in.
They're stealing the wealth of the United States of America.
Through the government. So the government takes it, steals it from us, and then gives it to them.
It yeah. Through fraud from
yep,
the government.
And then they steal it from them. Doesn't that sound cheery? Aren't you just amazed by this? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You asked the question, how did we become this dumb?
Mm-hmm.
Thank a Democrat.
Yeah.
Thank Obama.
Yeah, and a lot before him, too, because we got here through decades. Decades and decades of ridiculous overspending in large government.
That's true, but the big push, because I'm going to guess that most of the people who have to go home for pilgrimage are Islamic, and mm-hmm. who let the floodgates open on that one?
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was Obama. Yeah. That was Obama, because he obviously...
And especially in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep, I can understand your point. Thank you. Yeah, he did. He let the floodgates in.
See, I honestly believe...
But it did come from decades. Go ahead.
I honestly believe that the Muslim immigrants are a different breed of immigrant than we're used to in this country. Even the South Americans come here, and they really do want a better life.
Mm-hmm.
They might not assimilate well, but they come here for a better life.
For economic advantage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's why the Muslims come here. I think the Muslims come here to commit these frauds to send money back to the Middle East.
Interesting. Agree,
it's a big
disagree.
Scam.
Agree, disagree. We've had a lot of talks about this, and I have a lot of different feelings on this, but There is a lot of abuse going on from people that we designate these cities to that we say are fleeing their countries.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I think about the reasons people are fleeing and what actually is persecution and what isn't. I'm sorry, but you're not flying home all the time to the city that persecuted you. Yeah, you're not going to do that. And so we obviously have some definite fraud going on.
You don't remember the stories about the Jews that escaped Nazi Germany going back to visit?
Yeah, couldn't wait. Where's a flight so I can get right back? Yeah, exactly. There is a lot of abuse. And this abuse of the system, I know there were a lot of people from South America coming up that were abusing the earned income tax credit. What a ridiculous, ridiculous spending of money to give people money for having kids. This is absolutely asinine, and it is. It's going home. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and they give fake addresses all the time.
Every government mm-hmm. agency that handles these programs trains these people how to defraud the system.
You think?
They're learning it when they go in. You come in, we'll show you what to write, what to put. Nobody checks it. Don't worry. Go ahead and lie.
Hmm.
I've heard it.
Yeah? I know John Stossel's done some reports on this. There's been a lot of people out there that have done reports and tried to expose this. We have a huge problem. And we are it's bleeding out consistently from the abuse of the money's taken from us and where it's going. And we have got to start speaking up about all this abuse. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.